This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am an American Family Farmer. Among other things, I'm a broadcaster, and so putting the two together seemed to make sense 4 or 5 years ago, so that's what we did at the behest of Talkers Magazine and Michael Harrison, who knows my affinity for farming and farm information and my strong feelings in support of the American family farmer, not agribusiness, not the big, huge corporations that are trying to dominate our agricultural landscape, but the people like you and me who pay attention to what's going on with our families, with the food, and on the farm. So normally every week I spend the first few minutes updating you on some of the news items that I think are important to family farmers. I think that the monopoly control in agriculture and basically across our economy is one of the driving forces to the problems that we have in our country politically, economically. And so looking at the amount of money, I don't know about you. I'm hoping that you've all applied for the PPP loans for you and your farm. They'll be forgivable if they're under $50,000. A lot of farmers have, because the legislation that was passed this time around specifically focused on agriculture. It did not do that before, and a lot of farmers were left out in the cold in the previous administration. So understanding how helping the American family farmer benefits the rest of America is an important thing. And that needs to be really understood by those people who are your customers or the people who listen to this program who are looking for good sources of local food. That's really what we're underscoring here. You look at the regulatory structure. A lot of questions are being asked this week, and I think it's important as we kind of ramp up in this new administration. What about regulatory structure? What about what people are doing regarding pesticides and genetically engineered crops? What is in the public interest? I'm going to go through a few things that have come to my attention this week. First has to do with chicken parts. Some of you may have seen this or heard this story from this past week's Wall Street Journal about how Tyson and actually some of the other big corporations that are in the foodstuff business, the sausage folks, well, the Chinese, Smithfield, I mentioned Tyson, but there are many other companies that are using computers now to figure out what it is, where the chicken parts are going to come from, where the beef parts are going to come from. It really is amazing when you look at, when we think about what I think about what I grew up around and when I watched the story of the pigs growing on the farm or the hens laying eggs on the farm, the farms that I worked on as a kid, and the cows and what happened to them when they stopped milking, that sort of thing, or even why they were milking. Now everything is computerized. Most dairies, even some of the family farm dairies, have computers that follow heats of cows, pregnancies of cows, lactations of cows, and maybe, I'm not suggesting it's a bad idea, it just seems to take all the fun, and maybe the worry too, out of what has gone on. But to push that fast forward, there are so many things that are going on in terms of, you know, whether your cows have been treated with any hormones, what's the history of the milk, how much of the cows given, how much do you contribute. I know, I guess it's important in some respects because the dairy farmers are being put into a almost an impossible situation where there are quotas. You know, the government says, okay, we got to have a quota. And so a lot of really good dairies. I was just reading a story of a dairy in Pennsylvania, had beautiful, just a fabulous herd of Jerseys, all registered. And the guy sold them all out because somebody offered him a lot of money for his cows. So he just said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to be done milking So the people in that area have been deprived, because of bad government policy, of having this fabulous farm and this fabulous milk that comes from this farm available for local use. It's getting out of hand. All right, and speaking of getting out of hand, this week the EPA has started an investigation into what they call forever chemicals that some of you may still be using in the pesticide department. The pesticides, the chemicals that are containerized in plastic. Apparently they have found out in its investigation that the scope of this issue is far deeper than anybody thought it was. I know a lot of you still use, and I understand, using pesticides. There are other ways of getting rid of the problem with the weeds. I don't know how you get rid of corn borers and things like that. But anyway, the chemicals that are now being used are linked to cancer, a lot of health issues around them. And what I think a lot of us didn't know, and I hope this helps you. I don't know how else you can transport some of this stuff. But even mosquito control products and the things that we're using, again, to kill the bugs are, when they mix with the plastic container, it causes deadly compounds. Not good for the food, not good for the land, not good, obviously, for the people that are eating it. I don't know what the solution, usually when I bring up something like that, I got a solution, you know, other than carrying the, containers, that are made out of metal. I don't know how you transport that stuff. I mean, I don't think there's anything. It's very difficult to use some of the products around now that are biodegradable, because these products will eat up that. So it's a real problem. It really is something that hopefully these people will get a grip on and actually pay attention to, instead of coming around to your farm and harassing you and saying you've got a puddle in your driveway, that's a waterway, we have to regulate it. How about the folks at the EPA actually do something that will help the farmers and the end users of our products by coming up with something that, if we're going to use certain pesticides, we have them transported and contained in something that's safe? There's a question. One of the other news items this week has to do with foreign ownership of U.S. farmland. I know that I talked here about the fact that Bill Gates was buying up a lot of land. What I didn't know at the time is that the U.S. Department of Agriculture now is keeping tabs on foreign ownership of farmland. And what we are seeing is an alarming increase in the number of acres being purchased by the Chinese government, in the name of the pork producer that they bought. Smithfield is owning, bought 40,000 acres of land just since the first of the year in a couple of states. I think Missouri is a big state where they're going in and buying up the land. Why should we be allowing the Chinese government to buy our farmland? Why are we doing that? Well, who's, are we asleep at the switch? I think you should be asking your congressmen and your senators why they are allowing foreign ownership of farmland, especially given the fact that many of the acres are being sold to the Chinese government. What are we? Are we that stupid that we're letting this happen? A question which you can ponder. Meanwhile, I'm going to ask you another question here. Do you know the product Clear? I've been talking about this on this program and other programs that I do now for the past month or so. Clear, it's pronounced Clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It is an all-natural sinus care system. Listen to me while I spray my nose. Listen, there it is. Hear it? There. Into my nose goes hydration that is basically xylitol. This is a natural ingredient from fruits and vegetables that we grow on our farms. It's been known that it works against bacterial colonies, breaks them up, washes them away. This is the protection you've been looking for through the day. I take this with me in my pickup truck. It's always on the front dashboard. And every 2-3 hours when I'm out and about, I spray my nostrils with this, because I know it'll be very effective in protecting me against all the viruses and the bacteria that's out there. As a matter of fact, there are some studies now that are coming to light. Doctors, nurses, public health professionals have come together to form a group that's petitioning the Center for Disease Control to issue guidelines specific for nasal sprays and explaining how they combat COVID-19. The doctors are using them now and treating a lot of patients. So if you want to help get the CDC approval on this very important and very easy to use product, go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com, sign the petition at clear.com. Just go to the website, look for the green tab on the right side of the screen, click on it and sign the petition. Use the product, help the American people get access to more of these nasal sprays by signing the petition at X-L-E-A-R.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Moving back into our focus on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with the Vice President of the National Farmers Union. Patty Edelberg is here with us. She was elected to serve as the Vice President of the Farmers Union at the annual convention. I want you to tell us about you, Patty. What's your agricultural background?
Yeah, I'm Patty Edelberg. I'm the Vice President of the National Farmers Union, like you just said. I'm actually a dairy farmer in Wisconsin. My husband and I bought a farm here in Wisconsin back in 2008. So we've been involved firsthand dairy farming since then with ownership. I've been involved in a dairy farm my entire life. I've been on the National Farmers Union board here for 4 years now, but I was on the Wisconsin Farmers Union state board for 12 years prior to that. So I was also the state director for the Farm Service Agency in Wisconsin for a short time under the Obama administration. So I've been involved in agriculture for quite a few years.
That's good. So you're a farm kid. You grew up on a dairy farm. What kind of cows are you used to?
Holsteins, of course.
Well, when you
My
say...
dad was a Guernsey guy.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. I'm a Guernsey and a Jersey guy. Maybe it depends on where you are sometimes. But, yeah, a lot of people obviously are... We're passionate about our breeds, shall we say, although I've raised my share of Holsteins and Jersey Holstein crosses over the years, but I grew up on Guernseys. But they're a different breed now. Guernseys are a different cow now than they used to be. I don't know, maybe they all are, in a manner of speaking. Well, maybe that's something I would ask you. Are the cows different today than they were when we were kids? We'll come back to that in a matter of moments, and it's a good reflective question for people who are listening to the program who are dairy folks. What are the cows like now in comparison to what we grew up around? That and many other things with a focus on the National Farmers Union. Their website, by the way, you can check it out, nfu.org.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Moving back into our focus on you, your farm, and a group that I belong to. I believed in this group for a long time because of their focus on the American family farmer. National Farmers Union Vice President Patty Edelberg is here with us from her farm in Wisconsin. How many cows are you milking, Patty?
We're milking about 120.
Uh-huh.
The average size here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and how does that work in terms of what we all keep hearing from that character? He was a clown as far as I was concerned. Sonny Perdue, get big or get out. How'd that message go over there?
That was tough. I was actually in the room when he said that, when he made that comment down at World Dairy Expo a couple years ago. He got a lot of scrutiny, obviously, from that comment. Obviously, the family farmer is the one that's going to keep the rural communities strong and thriving, and we've lost over 7,000 farms here in Wisconsin in the last 2 years. So how do you be able to keep managing those kind of markets with nothing but large corporate farms?
You may have heard me talking earlier in my news segment about the Chinese. Never mind Bill Gates buying up all the land or lots of land. He's bought, 264,000 acres in the past year of American farm land, and one wonders what is going to become of it. I have a thought that he's going to make it available to farmers who can't afford to buy it, but I don't know that for sure. What I do know for sure is that the Chinese government controls Smithfield, the pork product producers, and under that name and under that banner, they have bought 40,000 plus acres of land in Missouri alone since the beginning of the year. What do we do? What do we need to be doing or thinking about? What's the NFFU doing about the Chinese incursion into our food system?
That's a tough question. Obviously, we're totally against the idea of international, ownership of land, foreign ownership of land. One of the bigger concerns, though, right now is the concentration. And when you start bringing the Chinese into this, you look at the concentration levels in the U.S.
Right.
At different meat packing alone, and it's killing a lot of our small farmers. Ownership of land, but they're starting to own their own livestock, own their own, and that's another thing that we need to make sure that we stop.
So how are we doing that? What's the NFU's legislative agenda that's working not only the people, the Congress people and the senators from farm states, but states like mine. Massachusetts is not really an ag state, although there's a lot of agriculture here. So what are you doing to organize your members to get them to pile up or pile on to Congress to sort of get this under control?
Sure. Well, this is one of the biggest issues that we have going on in Farmers Union right now. And you know, we just passed a huge special order of business trying to make sure that we have increased security in our livestock markets. So we need to like make sure that we reinstate GPSA and promote competitive trading practices. That's number one. We need to fully enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that we have federal legislation that would mandate a minimum of 50% of cattle procurement by large packers to come from the spot market. Right now, they don't have that. And if we make them get 50% of it coming from the spot market and have it, you know, set in 14 days, that'll be a huge increase for those.
Explain, Patty, explain for folks who don't know what that is, how that will work, would you?
I wish I knew more on it as well, but I believe there's not a lot of processing coming from outside their own divisions, right? So if anybody wants mm-hmm. to take animals to local stockyard or packing facility, they don't exactly have the ability or they have the same price as they would from those that have been contracted.
Right. They're being discriminated against. The small people all the way around are being discriminated against by not only the political or the governmental structure, but by the big businesses themselves. And that's someplace we'll pick it up there in a matter of moments. We pause at the bottom of the hour here on this week's American Family Farmer with Patty Edelberg from the NFU.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead? You feel like there is no way out and you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul? Don't let the banks bully you. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you pay only a fraction of what you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months rather than decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the endless cycle. Get free of credit card debt, timeshare, signature loans, and even internet loans. Call now at 800-832-2366 to see if you can qualify with no obligation and how you can receive a free book written by our CEO, the Debt Dietitian. For over a decade, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Start saving money now and avoid bankruptcy. Your debt can be settled for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now and get your free copy of the book, The Debt Dietitian, at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff and my HHS team to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reporting a surge of migrant children and families on the southwestern border that's at levels not seen since before the pandemic. New statistics released Wednesday showed an increase of family crossings by more than 100% between January and February and a rise of unaccompanied minors of more than 60% in the same period. Senator John Cornyn says this surge is tied to the Biden administration's immigration policies since coming into office. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's position appears to be whatever is the opposite of what the previous administration did.
I think the guiding principle was whatever the Trump administration did, we're going to do the opposite. But they didn't consider, they didn't have a plan in place to transition from the public health order, Title 42, that restricted cross-border traffic in light of the pandemic. And they're simply unprepared to deal with this flood of humanity. And the message had been sent and received that if you can make it to the border, you can make it across the border and jump ahead of people who are trying to do it lawfully.
The Senate confirmed three more members of President Biden's cabinet on Wednesday. Merrick Garland was confirmed to be the next attorney general by a 70-30 vote. Earlier in the day, Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge was confirmed as the next Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and Michael Regan was confirmed to serve as EPA Administrator. And the NCAA is working to finalize protocols for teams entering the Division I basketball championship. The selection committee saying Wednesday that only five healthy players will be required for a team to play a tournament game. The tournament begins next week with all games being played in and around Indianapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Second half hour of our weekly conversation about the circumstances on the American family farm. I'm Doug Steffen, member of the National Farmers Union, with the vice president of the NFU, Patty Enelberg. She is the person who came in with the new president at the beginning of last year. She's a central Wisconsin dairy farmer with her husband, 130 cows. You're milking. Yeah, that's got to be. Are you in the pool or are you selling? What's the average Wisconsin farmer doing? Is it all still going into the pool? And what do you feel about the prices and the government controls there? And what do you think should be done? Because I know that we're going to agree that the system at the moment doesn't work.
No, I totally agree with you. Most of Wisconsin sells in the cheese market class three, you know, so right now we're getting some place around $18, but obviously there's such a fluctuation in that market. You have no idea what you're getting from day to day. You look at the markets and they're constantly changing month to month. One thing that National Farmers Union has been advocating for, and I know it's not, I know it's not exactly what all dairy across the board is looking at, but we've always advocated for some type of a supply management program, a growth management program, something that we can manage here in the U.S., something similar to Canada, but not the same as Canada. I know there's a lot of scrutiny behind that program. But at least, you know, having some type of a supply management program here in the States, we'd be able to manage and manage the growth, manage the supply that's going into the market on a needed basis. It's something that farmers will be able to look at and actually have prices that they know that they're going to be getting in the next year. That's huge for farmers to know.
How much in terms of, I'm in New England and New York State, actually down in Pennsylvania as well, some even the Delmarva, there are a lot of farmers who have gotten together small little groups and they are processing and selling their own milk under private label. And it seems after the pandemic last year when the milk was gone, people were wondering where the hell is the milk. Farmers got smart and they got together in co-ops and they bought little plants and they were pasteurizing their milk, some selling raw milk, and they made markets for themselves and actually were able to survive that way. How much of that movement is going on where you are in Wisconsin or elsewhere around the country?
Yeah, that's kind of all over, and not necessarily just on milk, but on everything. Local food processing is huge across the nation right now. And you're right, it did come out with the pandemic. We saw a lot of it with the pandemic. A lot of people were worried about their food, where it was coming from, and a lot of it started, you know, a year ago already. So we're starting to see a lot more on-farm processing, a lot more farm-to-table, you know, food industries going up. And that's great. That's great for our small farmers. That's great for our small processors. Something that we've advocated for at National Farmers Union for quite some time as well. So, I mean, the more that we can do to support these local processors and these local growers, especially, you know, if we can find some government programs to help them out. I know there's some in the new American Rescue Plan to help some of that as well. So, you know, kind of strengthen our food supply chain. They're excellent, absolutely things that we want to do here at National Farmers Union.
Some of the independent cusses that I know who are farmers around me, I've been around cows since I was 4 or 5 years old, so all my life pretty much. And I look at what some of the people around here are doing in the farm, in the dairy business and also in the produce business. One of the constant complaints is, and you know, you talk about government help, but you know, the guy who walks into your farm and says, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, that's pretty much not the case. Usually, what I have found in my experience and a lot of my friends around here, when the government shows up or somebody from the government, local, state, national, they're not there to help. They're there to accuse you of doing something or fine you for doing something instead of helping you get across or get over your problems. And I guess that's a whole attitude. So when you talk about the government helping out, money certainly would help. I tried to stay away from government money, but, you know, some at this point over the last year, we've all needed to have some sort of help. But, you know, the other side of it is, how do we get the message across that we know what we're doing and leave us the hell alone? You know, there are always going to be people who are abusing the law, abusing the rules, that sort of thing. Maybe it's up to us and groups like the NFU to self-police. What do you think of that idea, and is it realistic?
Well, I think, you know, the groups like the NFU are out there to help, actually help create the laws, create the foundation of what needs to be done, right? So if you have, I mean, there's a lot of your attitude, the same attitude that you have, that you talked about here, going on in the countryside, right? But as soon as you start talking to these farmers and you're telling them that, you know, if they start joining groups like National Farmers Union or whatever farmers union they have in their state and help, you know, kind of start the conversation on what needs to change, what parts of them laws need to change, what can we do?
What are they telling you? What do you think, what are you hearing? What do you think does need to be changed? Or what are they telling you needs to be changed? Certainly the pool with dairy is something that needs to be changed, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it all depends on which way you look at that. I mean, you know, they're saying that, you hear a lot saying that everybody needs to pool their milk if we're going to do some type of a supply management program. So then everybody would be able to, you know, be in the same system, in the same program. Local food processors, local, you know, growers like that, you know, that's where things need to be a little different. I think they need to be able to, grow their markets, on their own. But when you start looking at these huge, large dairy co-ops, they're the ones that definitely need to be, you know, everybody on the same page going forward.
I mean, we have this foolishness because Suiza and the Dean Foods outfit went bankrupt because of what happened during the Bush administration, giving them basically carte blanche to control as much of the fluid milk supply as they wanted to. Well, they sowed the seeds of their own destruction with their own greed, screwing the farmers, getting milk down to $14 a hundredweight when, you know, it cost me, where I am in Massachusetts, $24 a hundredweight to even open the barn up to, you know, to get the milk out of the cows. So it's really something, and I don't mean to make it, we got to get some varied information here, but harping on the same sorts of things. But it does seem that we've been, all of us, whether in NFU or not, talking about the same things, and we don't seem to be getting as much movement as we ought to. If the American public is more aware, then maybe there's better chance of getting some of these things changed. So what sort of outreach does the NFU have to get to the public to help them understand what is going on with their food supply and what they can do to make it better?
Sure. Well, you know, every state is different, but National Farmers Union does a lot of work, a lot of social media. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, of course. So there's a lot of information going out on the social media side of things. Obviously, you can look at our website. But we also have a fly-in every year where we bring like 250 members.
Yeah, I've done that. I went 1 year to that. It was interesting, yeah. It was very interesting.
It is. You know, and being able to have these farmers tell their stories to their local lawmakers, that's huge. You know, these guys can, you know, these guys understand coming right straight from the farmer. You're telling your story and how it's hurting you and what needs to change. So them are big issues.
Patty Edelberg from Wisconsin is here, Vice President of the National Farmers Union. We continue with her in a few moments. Right now, encouraging you, many of you have gone on diet since the beginning of the year. Many of you, because of COVID, have put on a few pounds. The usual things that happen at the end of the year help to add on the pounds. And, you know, we want to get rid of those pounds. So a lot of folks do a lot of different things. You hear a lot of advertising, do this, do that, go here, go there. And there are all the claims of success, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess my response to that when talking about Calitrin, which is the weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, no gluten, none of that stuff, doesn't involve going on a crash diet. I feel like I'm in the crowd and I've got my hands up and yelling, look at me, look at me. But because millions of people over the 24 years that they've been in existence have used the program and have lost millions of tons of weight, you can look at the success stories. You don't believe me, go to toploss.com and check out what Calitrin is doing and has done and will do if you get involved. You're on a program now? Good. Get the additional support from Calitrin to keep the weight off. That's what you want to do, and that's what they specialize in, with the all-natural ingredients in Calitrin that will help your body keep the weight off once you go to the trouble of losing it. Please go to toploss.com, their website. Use the DJV code after you're deciding how much you think you want to try. You buy one, you get two. You buy four, you get eight. That's it. Double or nothing. And a 45-day satisfaction guarantee once you get onto it. Healthy weight loss. Thy name is Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for no shipping and the best deal at checkout.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
And $529.21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Good Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Back with Patty Edelberg for a few more minutes. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. You know, I'm looking at the resource center that you have online at nfu.org, the amount of stress, the number of men and women, farmers longstanding, who have committed suicide because they have been, you know, jobbed, basically, by what's going on. So tell us a little about that farm stress training program that people can check out at nfu.org.
Sure. Yeah, this is it was a great program that we put on last year at our convention down in Georgia. Actually, it was a three-part series. We had online training, we had training there at convention, and then they were able to go home and find it all online as well. But
right.
It's a training literally for farmers and members of the community to be able to know the right conversations to have, different ways to help farmers that are facing suicide. We had 40 trained rescuers, I guess you could say, last year at our convention. And last summer, one of them in Oklahoma, one of them saved the life of another farmer. So it's a great program to look into.
That's fabulous.
It's a tragic. I mean, we're seeing a lot more mental health issues in rural areas in agriculture right now, and it's hard.
There's a lot of drug use. There's a lot of drug use on farms, especially some of the younger family members that we've not paid any attention to because everybody thinks they're in the ghettos, the big cities, but that's not true at all. They're all kind. That's why I addressed the issue of stress and what you can do about it. There's a lot of technical assistance at the NFU website. You can check that out. That's one of the things that I think they ought to be proud of, frankly, taking action in this area. I guess moving forward, what's the big thing for this year? Women in agriculture. I see that as a looming, not an issue, but something to be dealt with, because more and more women I know are running dairy farms, for example. How much of that's going on?
Yeah, there is. Actually, you're seeing quite a few more women starting up farms of all types. A lot of the small producers are women starting up their own facilities or own farms, ranches. But we're doing a lot more education for women. We have a women's conference every spring or every winter that we do a lot of education resources for. It's just, you know, we're seeing a lot more of a need for women are looking for more education things, for more programs that they can get involved in. So it's just something that Farmers Union is trying to advocate for.
And it's education for the general public. How many of you who are not farmers listening to this program know the farmer's average share of your dollar, your food dollar, is 14 cents? So where is the rest of it going? Who's getting it? And why are they getting it? That's something that comes out when you're studying what goes on, whether it's the meat end of things, whether it's the vegetable end of things, the dairy end of things. The farmers are getting it in the neck. And you won't have any, we won't be able to feed ourselves, Patty, if we don't smarten up on this. So glad for the message. Happy to have you here. Best of luck. I hope that we continue to have this. I'm happy to promote the NFU, and folks that want to join, go to nfu.org. Patty Edelberg here with Doug Steffen on the EFF.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifty-three past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer Show, a weekly overview of what's going on in agriculture, how it affects the family, the farm, the food that you eat. This is my chance to tell you what I'm thinking, and I'm going to sort of launch off of the conversation we just had with a lady from the NFU talking about the share of the dollar and how we have all these phonies who are saying, oh, yeah, we support you. Well, why can't the marketplace just do its thing? Instead of having the government control what you pay. For example, the average pound of steak in America is about $10. The farmer who's responsible for breeding, birthing, growing, maturing, finishing, if you will, that animal gets $1.74 a pound when you're paying $10 a pound. What's wrong with this picture? Same can be said for bread, right? What do you pay for a loaf of bread now? $4? The gluten-free stuff I buy is about $4. And I try to get local sourcing of the bread. Ebon's Bakehouse, for example, in Columbus. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com. Ebon, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com, have fabulous gluten-free bread and cookies, that sort of thing. But, you know, the farmers that produce what go into that bread goes into it when it sells for, again, about $4 a loaf. The farmer who is responsible for what the ingredients are in that loaf of bread gets 12 cents. 12 sense. All right, let's take apples as an example. All right, apples. Average cost of a pound of apples at this time of year is about $3. Depends on what you're buying. Some are more expensive than others. Macs are cheap. Some of the Fujis and the specialty ones, the hybrids, are more expensive. But the average around the country is about $3 a pound. The farmer who grows these apples is getting 58 cents a pound. What's wrong with that picture? You do the math, right? 58 cents out of $3. Hello. Even if it's 60, it's one-fifth of what the cost is. There's something really wrong. And now, as a dairy guy, I can tell you what's going on with milk. Even the crap that they're selling in the big stores, gallon is, about $4? Out of that, the farmer gets $1.20. It's incredible. And people should, if they're understanding what's going on, I mean, that's why the farmer should do as much as he can to sell the produce on the farm, to go through the mechanism that's necessary so you get your just desserts, your just rewards. That's the way to do it and get around a lot of the government foolishness and the control that's being rigged and organized by the big ag entities. And so, you know, that brings us around to something when I was talking with an expert here, the monopoly control of agriculture across the economy, what it is doing to the quality of food, to the quality of life on the farm, and to, you know, generally speaking, what you know or don't know about the food supply. We need to know more about it. It should be a course taught in school. All children going through school, when they take their biology and botany and stuff, when they're learning about how things grow in junior high school and high school, they should find out how the farm, the ag system works. That would be a big help. I notice also, as I'm looking around, one of the things that I'm really concerned about, this, the food that gets wasted. Now, there is, at least the attitude is changing, or the way we're handling this issue is changing. The amount of food, do you know that the one-third of all the food grown on our farms is wasted? Just think about that. I mean, you want to feel, I'm not trying to get you to feel awful. What I'm trying to do is get people to think about what they can do. And part of the way around this, again, is to sell the food that you're growing on your own farm. You know, but $408 billion worth of food grown in America was thrown away or wasted last year. Think about, you know, all these people running around, the environmentalists, the carbon footprint of that. The footprint of wasted food, it's much bigger than the airline industry footprint. I mean, think about that. 26 million American adults go to bed hungry every night. What in the name of God? How can that be? It's worse with children. What is it? I think 14 million children go to bed hungry every night. So this is something we got to deal with. Please think about this as you're making your plans for hopefully what's going to be a very successful new year in farming and agriculture. I'm Doug Steffen. Those are my thoughts. This is the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.